For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill. This is Ag Insight coming to you from Sedalia as we get ready for the 116th Missouri State Fair. And as always, taking part in that is Missouri Soybeans. And we're visiting with Gary Wheeler of Missouri Soybeans, and a slightly different look for the soybeans this year. Most notably, according to Christine, apparently not going to have a booth this year, but certainly won't be going unnoticed.
No, it won't. You know, we have a legacy of being at the State Fair, it being such a legacy itself, and we take a lot of pride in partnering with the Missouri State Fair, Department of Ag, and all of the commissioners, so very proud of that. You know, the opening day, as always, we're going to be in the parade up front showcasing biodiesel with our BiSoy pickup truck that is fueled by biodiesel itself. You know, every day, all of the State Fair trams are going to be running on biodiesel, thanks in part by the Merchandising Council and the Farmers Checkoff of the state, as well as our partners over at the Pork Place and the Beef House and the Agri-Missouri Bistro. They're going to be using Hyolex soybean oil. Again, very proud to do that. That's our third year with our partners over there. On the first Monday, which is always an exciting day for Farm Family Day, all of the trams will be free biodiesel rides for all of the fairgoers that day. So again, highlighting the biodiesel and the efforts that the industry make on behalf of the state of Missouri and what it does for the economy. We're also going to be over at the Missouri Ag Theater all day showcasing our research with our partners with MU and Kaffner, as well as on that Thursday on the annual ham breakfast, which everybody I know is excited to be a part of that on an annual basis. And we always have a large turnout with our growers that turn out for that day. So again, you know, we're very strategic and pointed in our goals this year with the state fairs. We're, as always, we're going to be there, but really highlighting what's most important for not only our farmers, but our markets.
Now, you are talking about partnering with Kaffner to highlight soybean research on that Monday. Which research projects in particular will be getting special attention?
You know, our breeding program is extremely important, so highlighting a lot of our varietal development as well as SCN research, and then some of our environmental work that we do with the University of Missouri and other partners such as Missouri Corn Growers Association, Conservation Department, and other areas within the University of Missouri, not just Kaffner, but Engineering Department as well. So quite the highlight there for that day. You know, some of the other areas that we partner with throughout the entire state fair, not just in the past years, but really important this year is our livestock carcass contest. We really support our 4-H and FFA youth exhibitors, you know, really making sure that we recognize the next generation of our producers that excel, not only in the show ring at the fair, but on an annual basis within their local areas. So, again, excited to partner on Military Appreciation Day. And then, again, on this is the second year that we've partnered with Missouri Farmers Care Food Drive. Drive to Feed Kids, extremely important. So we'll be partnering with them and the FFA on packing those meals and feeding FFA students that pack those very lunches over the lunch period. So, again, there's something every day that's going on. And there's no doubt that Missouri Soybean and our producers will be an integral part of the fair on a daily basis.
And going back to the Drive to Feed Kids, that big packing day going on Tuesday the 14th, aiming to have 100,000 meals packed for needy families. Tell us a bit about how important it is for Missouri Soybeans to be involved in combating rural hunger.
It is. It's, you know, it's a direct impact. You know, what a better way to showcase not only the farmers producing the very feed, they're the food that we feed these folks, that and highlighting the importance of food insecurity that goes on in rural Missouri. It's quite deafening to truly understand the impact of what these lunches can do on not just a local basis, but in the cities. Missouri Farmers Care, FFA, and the students throughout the state have partnered to make this an even bigger deal. We hope to see that the governor and the lieutenant governor participates in these. I know that they've been invited. Just to increase the awareness of food insecurity throughout Missouri is extremely important.
Gary Wheeler is the executive director of Missouri Soybeans. As we profile Missouri Soybeans' presence at the Missouri State Fair this year, for folks that would like to learn more about what Missouri Soybeans are doing during the fair and throughout the year, what's the best way to find out?
Give us a call here at the office or look us up on the web at mosoy.org. If you have any questions on where we're at or where we need to be, don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Gary Wheeler, Executive Director of the Missouri Soybeans, visiting with us today on Ag Insight. Good to catch up with you, and looking forward to having you and everyone come home to the fair the 9th through the 19th here in Sedalia.
Thanks, Kyle. We look for a fruitful 2 weeks.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.